and there is no one.
They marched and brandished signs in front of the Nigerian embassy in Washington, calling for action.
Are we willing to take this on?
Yes. Nicole Lee, a human rights lawyer, says just because the kidnapping happened in Nigeria doesn't mean people shouldn't care.
Everybody, no matter what our race or our citizenship is, needs to really care and needs to understand that if it can happen there, it can happen here. Human trafficking is a problem all over the planet.
Nigerian Omolala Adeleoso, the lead organizer of Tuesday's rally, called on her government to do more.
It is your responsibility to keep your citizens safe, and also it is the responsibility of government that everybody can get a fair education and not live in fear.
In a video released Monday, Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekou claimed responsibility for the mid-April abduction of several hundred schoolgirls and threatened to sell them.
Just because I took some little girls in Western education, everybody is making noise. I took the girls and I will sell them off.
The announcement dismayed relatives and generated widespread outrage. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday he spoke to Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan and promised help.
Our embassy in Abuja is prepared to form a coordination cell that could provide expertise on intelligence, investigations, and hostage negotiations, and to help facilitate information sharing and victim assistance. And President Goodluck Jonathan was very happy to receive this offer and ready to move on it immediately.
Yet some Nigerians have been critical of the government, saying President Jonathan's administration has not done enough to secure the girls' release. And for Nigerians living abroad, the frustration of feeling helpless is tangible. At a New York rally, there were more calls for action.
What he has to do is to summon the security agencies, his armed forces, the intelligence officers, and go after Boko Haram.
Nigeria just recently became Africa's biggest economy, replacing South Africa. It had hoped to highlight the sub-Saharan country as a potential investment destination as it prepares to host its first World Economic Forum. But that's being overshadowed by the recent kidnappings and bombings by militant group Boko Haram. Right now, what's trending is not the World Economic Forum, but it's the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. In front of the Nigerian embassy in Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.